The Golden Age of Network Radio on Here's to Veterans.
Here's to Veterans. From the Jack Carson Show. With Marion Hutton, Dave Willock, Frank Duvall, and me, Howard Petrie.
Here's to Veterans. A salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women produced by the Veterans Administration. Performances by top stars in the early days of network radio launched Here's to Veterans on its long public service career. Commenting on the special series of vintage shows, John Hickman.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another special Here's to Veterans show. In just a few moments, we're going to listen to one of the real dramatic highlights from radio's golden age, Jack Carson's version of the famous film Key Largo. We'll have that for you after these important words from the VA.
Right after World War II, there was an urgent need for expanded medical care and facilities for millions of new veterans. The Veterans Administration responded to those needs by developing, designing, and constructing its new generation of hospitals. Well, that was more than 25 years ago. Since that time, 81 new hospitals have been built, making a total of 170 hospitals in the VA system. And planning has already begun for three additional hospitals. Each hospital is unique because the agency uses the newest methods available in planning, building, and equipping them. Another important feature of the VA system is that each new hospital is affiliated with a medical school. Cooperation between VA hospitals and universities and colleges means that patients receive the finest care available.
Movie star Jack Carson was a popular radio entertainer during the 1940s. For instance, in 1943, Jack was the MC of the Camel Caravan, which at the time featured Freddie Rich, Connie Haynes, and Herb Schreiner. It wasn't until the mid-1940s, though, that Jack became a network radio star on his own. Featured on the CBS network, his cast included such stars as Mel Blanc, Arthur Treacher, and Irene Ryan. And from time to time, his orchestra leaders were Freddie Martin and Bud Dant. On this particular Carson show, Jack, along with Marion Hutton and his cast, dramatized a popular movie of the late 1940s, Key Largo. Here's the well-known announcer, Howard Petrie, to open the show.
And here he is, that Warner Brothers star from Milwaukee, Jack Carson.
Thank you, and hello to you veterans everywhere. Say, Howard Petrie, for our Here's to Veterans show, I'd like to show these ex-service guys and gals what fine dramatic talent we have in this program, so let's do a production that will lift the Carson banner to new heights in the realm of artistic endeavor. If you'll pardon the straight lines. And Howard, now, I know you've worked on comedy programs before, but have you, and tell the truth now. Have you ever had any experience in the dramatic field?
Have I? I was practically brought up in dramatic daytime serial programs.
No, that
Stella
isn't...
Dallas?
No.
Helen Trent?
That isn't quite...
Our Gal Sunday? Life can be beautiful and just plain stupid.
That's not exactly what
Agatha, I love you. Let's not fight it. This thing is bigger than both of us.
Howard.
Oh, please. Agatha, don't go back to your ship.
Howard, please.
Oh, can't you see? You've meant everything to me. I love you, Mabel.
Mabel, what happened to Agatha?
She got a nighttime program.
Well, I can see that's enough of that. Well, it's almost curtain time, and tonight we're presenting our dramatization of that great Warner Brothers picture, Key Largo.
We'll rejoin the Jack Carson show after this word from the VA.
Earlier, I was talking about the Veterans Administration's nationwide hospital system. Each of the 170 VA hospitals is affiliated for training and teaching purposes with at least one college or other school that trains medical or allied health personnel. Because of the alliance, for example, more than half of this nation's practicing physicians receive all or part of their medical training in the VA system. Outpatient care is another feature. There are 200 outpatient clinics across the nation, twice as many as there were 10 years ago. Other alternatives to hospitalization, like community care and ambulatory care homes, have tripled during this same decade. Through the VA's expanded research, modern facilities, and specialized medical care, the average hospital confinement has been reduced by 19 days. The Veterans Administration hospital system has one all-encompassing goal: to get the patient back on his feet, back to his home and job, healthy again as soon as possible.
Now, all you lovers of the drama, it's time for our sketch, Key Largo. Howard Petrie will play the part of Lionel Barrymore. Frank Duvall will play the part of Edward G. Robinson. Marion Hutton will play the part of Lauren Bacall. And it's my show,
so I'll play the part of Humphrey Bogart. The sketch will be handled in documentary fashion. Of course, you all know what a documentary picture is. That's when the man says... This case is taken from the files of the FBI. You know, I never could figure something out. How come if the FBI is so smart, everybody's always taking cases from their files? But to get back to our sketch. A few months ago, I was riding in my car through the Florida Keys when I noticed there was something wrong with the motor. Suddenly, it stopped completely. I got out of the car and lifted the hood. I knew immediately what was wrong. No engine. Then and there, I decided that this was the last car I would ever buy from Dishonest Joe. Luckily, I'd stopped right in front of a hotel. I rang the bell.
Hello, handsome. What can I do for you?
My senses told me this was a woman. My blood turned to fire. My heart started pounding. I saw spots in front of my eyes. Don't forget, I hadn't seen a woman since I'd been in the last town. 20 minutes ago. She was beautiful. So I said, my car broke down. Could I stay here for a couple of years?
You'd better come in. It looks like a northeaster's blowing up.
A northeaster, eh? Which direction do you suppose it's coming from?
Come in. I'd like you to meet my father. Oh, Dad! Dad! A guest just arrived.
Well, glad to meet you, son. Well, it looks like we might be in for a sou'wester.
Yeah, it's mighty dangerous because it's coming in like a northeaster.
Well, I gotta go now, daughter. Say, well, where's my wheelchair?
You left it up the road a mile or two, Pappy.
Well, I better walk down and fetch it. Don't feel quite right without it. See you later, son.
Okay, Dad. Hey, he's a nice old man.
Yeah, Dad's wonderful. Ever since Mother ran away 15 years ago to do a guest shot on People Are Funny... Dad's been like a father to me.
You...
But you know, I'm kind of worried, Jack.
You are worried?
Yes, I am. You see, there's something mighty strange going on here. Three dangerous-looking men checked in last night, and they went upstairs and started playing darts.
What do they use for a target?
Well, that's what's worrying me. Only two men came down for breakfast this morning.
Mighty suspicious.
Will you stay here and protect me? I have so much confidence in you.
I didn't like the looks of any of this. I had a hunch that I should get out. But then I remembered that the northeaster was coming up from the sou'wester. So I decided I'd better hang around. And besides this babe, she had everything that a babe should have. Her face was gorgeous and she had a build like Esther Williams. And with all this rain coming up, maybe she'd put on a bathing suit. So I decided to stick around.
Here he comes. Here comes Little Rocco.
You know me, Little Rocco. The toughest, roughest, most murderous gangster that ever escaped from Alcatraz.
Yes, here he comes now.
Who let this character in? Didn't I tell you to let nobody else in this joint see? When I give orders, see, I want them followed, see.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, you're gonna get tough, huh? Well, look, chum, nobody gets tough with me. When I was bootleg king, the governor jumped. The mayor jumped. Everything in the state jumped.
You must have sold a lot of liquor.
No. Nobody had time to drink. They was all jumping.
Hey, boss, boss, it's starting to rain. Boy, and is it coming down. The drops are as big as my head.
A drizzle, huh? Look, everybody, we're all going to stay here, and nobody leaves this joint. Okay, Louie, come on.
Okay, boss. Hey, we're in danger.
Yes, I'm frightened.
Kiss me.
Why?
Well, because I'm a man, and you're a woman.
Isn't there any other reason?
Well, because you're a woman, and I'm a man.
Anything else?
I'm sorry, there's no other way to arrange that sentence. She was beginning to get me. I could smell the perfume of her hair, and as I gave her a kiss, I noticed that her skin was as smooth as syrup. It must have been...
Let me get it out!
It must have been the pancake makeup.
Dad, it's really a hurricane coming up.
The rain was really starting to come down now. And the wind was blowing. Everything human was heading for cover. Even Johnny was going back into store windows all over America.
All right, you mugs. I've got some stuff I'm going to smuggle into Cuba, and as soon as this hurricane blows over, me and Knuckles are going to get out of here. But before we go, we're going to kill you.
The storm was getting worse. The waves were lashing the shore. The wind was uprooting the trees. It was nature battling man.
Oh, Bogey, I can't stand this any longer. We've got to get out of here. You've got to do something. Why don't you fight it out with him?
Well, I might as well tell you. I'm a coward.
You mean that you've got a yellow streak down your back?
Well, as a matter of fact, it goes down my back and continues all the way up to my stomach. There, I said it. Yes, I was yellow. I'd been that way about 14 years. As a matter of fact, I'd gotten used to it by now. But suddenly, I was determined to show the world that I, too, could be a hero. In that split second, I made up my mind that I was going to go down fighting. Look, you've done something to me, baby. I'm going to get us out of this even if I get killed.
Oh, darling, I knew you were brave.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll make a move as though I was going into the next room. And while they're looking at me, you shoot them.
Oh, darling. You're so brave.
It's nothing, kid.
Have you got a gun?
Yes, here it is. Now be sure and wait until I get into the next room and shut the door before you shoot.
Yes.
Ready?
Ready.
Hey, where are you going? What happened?
The dame shot us.
What do you know? It's the first time I've ever been shot by a dame.
Me too.
Oh, Bogey, I've never met a man as brave as you.
Wait till Dennis Morgan hears about this. Kiss me, my sweet.
Wait till I turn out the lights, my sweet.
All right, my sweet. Gee, it's so nice and cozy here, my sweet. So romantic. Now kiss me. Well, my sweet. Why don't you say something?
Oh, Agatha, I've loved you.
Oh, Howard! Right.
A visit to the popular Jack Carson Show, a great recollection from radio's golden age. This is John Hickman inviting you to join me again soon when I'll dust off another Here's to Veterans transcription and we'll share the memories of some 25 years ago. Until then, so long and thanks for listening.
A return to the golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans, produced by the Veterans Administration. This radio station has contributed broadcast time to this program in the public interest and joins me in saying, here's to veterans.